America, America. The psalmist said, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Habakkuk the prophet said, Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Heavenly Father, would you please help us today as we look into your word and have your will your way in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Now, as we come today, we realize in we're studying the prayer, the model prayer, what you would call, and some call it the Lord's Prayer, why this prayer was lifted from our public schools in 1963. We're studying a nation born in prayer. Abraham Lincoln believed in prayer. Benjamin Franklin believed in prayer. George Washington believed in prayer. But the Supreme Court of 1963 apparently did not believe in prayer. Neither did Madeline Mary O'Hara. But they were the instruments that God used to try to silence prayer in the schoolroom. Now, the devil has a problem with Our Father which art in heaven. It's not just a bunch of words. Our Father which art in heaven recognizes God's position. The devil don't like that. Hallowed be thy name. The devil don't like that because that represents God's holiness. Thy kingdom come, that represents God's rule. The devil don't like that. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The devil don't like that. So that represents obedience to God. Now, the devil don't like provision or God taking care of us. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. Now, the devil wanted that lifted because he don't like the idea of God taking care of us. Let me tell you, did you know the devil and the demons of hell are in communism? Did you know that socialist ideas is government taking care of people? That's why you hear about this socialized health care. I never was for it from the beginning. It has worked so well, hasn't it? This health care plan, it has worked so well. It has not worked well. It has not worked well. Some of the medical people have got richer while you've got poorer, my friend. I have friends in the medical field. Not all of them, I don't think, got richer. But I think this. Socialized medicine, socialized anything never works. And so God is our supplier. Give us this day our daily bread. Who's my supplier? God. Now God supplies the needs of this ministry through His people. And I thank God that He does. I praise the Lord that God supplies the needs through His people. But the devil does not like that. The devil wants the government to supply your need. The worst thing we ever did in America is all the government programs. Now, if you need government assistance, I'm not against you. But I want to say something here on the radio, and if you get mad as a duck in a pond full of motor oil, you'll have to get mad about it. If you're able-bodied, you ought to go to work. You say, Preacher, I'm on disability because of my nerves. Friend, who in the world ain't got a nerve problem? Forget that and go to work. Amen. Sitting around watching television all day, smoking cigarettes and doing nothing will kill you. I want you to know that. You're going to die early. You'll be a diabetic. You'll be sick. You'll be some of these diseases could come upon you. I'm not saying everybody would be, but you could be. My friend, you people don't even get out and walk. They play on these phones all day. They got all kinds of government assistance coming into our country. And I'm not mad about it, but folk, what I'm saying to you is it is a result of prayers being kicked out of school that a lot of this stuff, we don't rely on God for our needs. Churches don't rely on God. We can fuss at the school, but we'll have yard sales and bake sales to fund our missionaries. That's not what God said for us to do, my friend. Don't get mad at me. I'm just simply telling you that the reason this prayer is fit is because the devil doesn't like provision. He don't want God taking care of you. The devil wants somebody else doing it. Amen. And so he fit this prayer. Well, we got more to come. Stay with us this week. God bless you.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.